We could just play this all day. Just keep this as the background music the entire time. Welcome to the Green Zone. Drew Remenda in for Jamie and I, who's away until next week. Thank you, Donovan Remenda, working the music and the phones in the booth. 1-877-332-8255 is the phone number. That's 1-877-332-TALK for those of you who dial by letter. And we've got a lot to get to today. All kinds of great guests, all kinds of things to talk about, lots of exciting things on sports. But of course, when we're talking about calling in or texting into the program, do not forget that when I'm on the microphone, Mean Texts is wide open. 1-877-332-8255. All right, let's get to starting lineup. Today's starting lineup, out of the big news out of the NBA, is that LeBron James has said he intends to leave the Los Angeles Lakers to play elsewhere next season, which will be his 24th season in the NBA. The rumor is that he is leaving and he is going to take people with him. Well, one guy, Anthony Davis. And rumors are they're going to join the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green has decided not to pick up his option. Looks like they'll renegotiate with Draymond Green. And you could have LeBron, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green on the court at the same time next year at the Chase Bank Center in San Francisco for the Golden State Warriors. Really, really interesting stuff for sure. That's the big news. But that doesn't end there in the NBA. Lots of trades. Ja Morant has been traded to Portland. LaMelo Ball has been traded to Minnesota. Giannis has been traded to Miami. Rumor is Kawhi Leonard, who had a great season with the Clippers last year, might be, and it's a strong might, be going to back to Toronto. It didn't look like the Clippers wanted to sign an extension with him or extend him. And so Kawhi Leonard might be moving to Toronto. There's lots of stuff happening with the NBA. So we're having Tom Tolbert on. Tom Tolbert is going to join us at 3 o'clock. And Tom is a former NBA player. Great, great dude. One of friends of mine in the Bay Area. He is a broadcaster for the Golden State Warriors. So he's going to join and see if we can finally figure this out. And what is happening? Some exciting stuff happening in the NBA. Tomorrow, free agency day in the National Hockey League. Free agent frenzy. I don't know how much of a frenzy it's going to be. I think more trades is what we're looking at. Yesterday, we saw that Brendan Gallagher got traded to the Vancouver Canucks, went home. That's where Brendan's from the Montreal Canadiens. Montreal held 50% of his salary, I think, but he got to go home. Classy move by the Montreal Canadiens to send Brendan near the end of his career, back to his hometown. The Panthers, yes, the team you love to hate, they have acquired goaltender Jacob Markstrom from the New Jersey Devils. So, ladies and gentlemen, Sergei Bobrovsky will be front and center, the top free agent, tomorrow when free agent frenzy kicks in. Markstrom goes to the Devils. Evan Rodriguez, Jesper Boqvist, and Ben Steves go to the New Jersey Devils, and can't remember who else. AHLer went with Jacob to from Jersey to Florida. So the interesting move opens up there for, of course, Sergei Bobrovsky, but also we remember the Connor Hellebuck situation, right? Connor Hellebuck wants out of Winnipeg, apparently. And so with Connor Hellebuck, apparently he has said yes to getting traded to Buffalo. And Buffalo and Winnipeg were real close, but they weren't able to get the job done over the weekend. But now, with Jersey looking for a goaltender, rumor is Jersey has made phone calls to Kevin Cheveldayoff, and maybe Connor Hellebuyck will be moving there. Or maybe Kevin Cheveldayoff will do what Steve Yzerman said yesterday, which is, hey, there's no guarantee I'm trading you. You can, if it's a great deal for our organization, we'll do it. Now, Connor Hellebuyck had a worst season of his career last year, but the whole team did. And to talk about that, coming up at 2:35, Jamie Thomas from True North TV is going to join us, the insider with the Winnipeg Jets, and we're going to talk about that with him. Lots of stuff going on with the Jets, lots of stuff going on in the National Hockey League, and tomorrow is going to be a fun day to see what's going on. In the FIFA World Cup knockouts games, the beautiful game, as you people call it, Paraguay stunned Germany. Massive, massive upset. Germany has 4-time world champions, and they lost 4-3 on penalty shootouts following the 1-1 draw. And so that means Paraguay moves on. Morocco topped the Netherlands. Morocco advanced to the round of 16. Another wild penalty shootout. They will play Canada in the round of 16. And Brazil survived a big surge by Japan, and they were able to score in the 95th minute to win 2-1. So the FIFA World Cup's heading out a lot of upsets. The got 1, 2, 3 more games to decide who's going where, if I remember correctly. And tomorrow, July 1st, England plays the Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, in Atlanta. Belgium plays Senegal in Seattle. And USA plays Bosnia-Herzegovina in what they say is San Francisco Bay Area Stadium. It's not San Francisco Bay Area Stadium. It's Santa Clara. It's about 50 minutes, 45 minutes south, right? Literally walking distance to the San Jose Airport. And it's not really called the Bay Area Stadium. It's called Levi Stadium. That's where the San Francisco 49ers play. But because Levi is not a sponsor on FIFA, FIFA says you can't say Levi, just like Gillette Stadium as well, because FIFA's, well, they're FIFA. So lots of great things going on today. And so we're going to, Jamie Thomas is going to be on. Tommy Tolbert's going to be on, talk about the NBA. Britton's going to join us. And Daryl Davis at 5:05. And it kind of pains me that Daryl's coming on, because I'm going to have to admit to him that at this point in my life, I think he's been right all along about video replay. He said from the get-go, this was too much. And if you're calling that, then why don't you call that? If you can video that, how come I can't video this? And it's got to the point now where I'm in agreement with him, because it has become ridiculous. My lovely son Donovan and I were talking at the Ryder-Calgary game. And the one catch that the Riders caught out of bounds late, it was in overtime. And they were looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. It took forever to look at. That one play this year in the National Hockey League was an Oilers offside. They looked at it for 4 or 5 minutes. And Connor McDavid said after, if it takes that long to look at it, just let it go. So I'm going to have to talk to Daryl about that. I'm going to agree with him. It's going to be a mea culpa that, Daryl, you were right all along. I was wrong. So that's going to be fun as well. But 1-877-332-8255 is the phone number. Oh, I forgot to talk about this. A sad story, really, from the NFL. Chris Johnson, former Tennessee Titans and Arizona Cardinals running back, revealed he has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And it doesn't run in his family. And usually when I was looking it up, usually ALS, it's very rare that it's hereditary. And he was diagnosed in 2025, and he came out yesterday and said that, yes, he has ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease. And it was very interesting, because remember we talked years ago about the concussions and people having CTE and playing in the NFL, and taking that contact has really caused many, many problems for hockey players and for football players. Well, the BU CTE Center, run by the Chris Nowitzki, who actually was a WWE wrestler for a little bit. They revealed, and studies are out there, that NFL players are four times more likely to develop and die from ALS. Now, there is no cure for ALS. They're trying some experimental stuff, but there is no cure. And what happens with ALS is your brain shuts down your neurons to your to pretty much all your motor skills. Your brain and your spine get affected. You end up not being able to walk. The bottom line is you basically suffocate because your brain's not telling your muscles to do what they're supposed to do. So it's not a good outlook for Chris Johnson. But now, again, the focus goes to the NFL on what are you doing to help these players after they finish playing for you who have taken so much of a beating. So we'll keep our eye on that as well. My big question of the day, since tomorrow is Canada Day, I have a question, and you can answer it by phone, 1-877-332-8255, because I'd like to talk to you when you just don't, you can send it in too, but I'd like to talk to you about it. Since tomorrow is Canada Day, your top Canadian sports moment of all time, and if you want to throw an extra one in there, your top Canadian athlete of all time. 1-877-332-8255. It's the Green Zone with me, Drew Amanda. Jamie's away. So it's just us, gang. 650 CKOM, 980 CJM. Almost about to sing, but not quite. Great tune, Donald. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Norm right away. Hey, Norm.
Hello, Drew. How nice to hear your voice back on the radio
again. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, it really is a pleasure. memories of past events were watching. I was going to tell you how old I am. Nancy Green win Olympic medals.
I remember that.
Skiing. Yeah. And then walking men in World Cup event at Sunshine Village. And I'm with my little daughter. Skis at Blackstrap on the Nancy Green ski team, and there's Nancy Green and how gracious she was.
Wow, that's nice.
Watching Paul Henderson score those goals, seeing Sidney Crosby represent a human being, in the hockey, and just his grace and those are the things.
Great stuff.
Yeah, and which brings me to my why I phoned in. Drew, is that for the life of me, I cannot understand what the coach of the Oilers has done to have dispersions cast on him, have him crucified in the press, it seems to me, or at least, the sanctimonious bastards passing judgment. And I don't understand what this poor man has done.
Thanks, Norm. Appreciate it. I'm going to get to it real quick here. There's more to talk about with Mike, and I'll address it maybe later on. Several players in Mike's past, especially in Detroit, Johan Franzen, Chris Chelios, is it Aaron Ward as well, came out and didn't like the way that Mike coached him. Johan Franzen called him the worst human being he's ever met. Guys were worried about how much he so-called picked on Johan Franzen. Then when he went to Columbus, there was the issue with the phones. Let me see your phone. Now, that is very murky, without a doubt. Now, again, I'll put this out there. I'm biased. I've known Mike for a long time. Mike and I are friends. I think he's one of the smartest hockey guys I've ever seen in my life. As far as guy breaking down a game, being able to put tactics into play, and having the right guys on the ice at the right time, Mike Babcock gets it done. Like, he's got two gold medals and a Stanley Cup and a world championship and a CIS medal and a world junior. The guy can coach. Players are different now, though. There's a lot of stuff out there about Mike, but I'll just say this. I think he's the perfect coach for the Edmonton Oilers right now. Let's go to the one-minute drill.
The Saskatchewan Roughriders were on the field today, and some positive news on the injury front. Sam Emlis and Keane Schaefer-Baker were out and running routes after suffering injuries in the last game. However, they didn't take all of the reps with the starters, so their status remains up in the air. The Riders take on the Ottawa Redblacks on Friday. The knockout rounds continue at the FIFA World Cup. Norway emerged with a win over the Ivory Coast after an Erling Haaland goal in the 86th minute. Later today, France meets Sweden and Mexico takes on Ecuador. The Toronto Blue Jays finally have a win. Toronto snapped a six-game losing streak last night with a 2-1 victory over the New York Mets to open their three-game series at Rogers Center. Toronto's Kevin Gausman faces New York's Nolan McLean in a battle of right-handers. And in WCBL action tonight, the Weyburn Beavers will take on the Energy City Cactus Rats. The Saskatoon Berries host the Brooks Bombers, and the Moose Jaw Miller Express take on the Medicine Hat Mavericks. That's your Green Zone Sports. I'm Britton Gray.
Did he just say Cactus Rats? Is that the name of them? Wow, that's a name. When we come back, Jamie Thomas from Winnipeg will join us. We'll talk about the Jets, Connor Hellebuck, and what the heck is going on there on the Green Zone, 650 CKOM, 980 CJMD. Welcome back to the program. Phone number is 1-877-332-8255. We're trying to get in touch with Jamie Thomas right now and talk about the Winnipeg situation. In the meantime, we're taking your calls and your texts on your favorite, since tomorrow is Canada Day, your favorite, your top Canadian sports moment, and if you want, your top Canadian athlete of all time. 1-877-332-8255. We're also taking your mean texts. Jeez, Murray. I don't think this is Murray Wood. I would sooner lay naked in a bin of barley in July than have to listen to Drew. 1-877-332-8255. This is my friend Terry from Pound Lake. This is, it's been a long time since you were last on the air sitting in the big chair. And while wine may get better with age, you haven't. In fact, you've set a new reference point to about how much you suck. Thanks, Terry. Always good to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. Earlier, we talked about LeBron James, and we're going to talk to Tom Tolbert, who is a broadcaster for the Golden State Warriors, former NBA player from the Bay Area. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in the NBA. But we talked about LeBron James and a text from Trevor. LeBron James can't even hold a candle to Michael Jordan. He just balls out when he knows when the going gets tough. So many times in his career, the guy has won a championship in every team he's played for. I know LeBron gets a bunch of crap. I know that. And sometimes he asks for it because he says the dumbest things for a real smart guy. He's brilliant. He's amazing as far as what he has been able to do with his money, helping kids in Ohio at high schools. There's been a lot of things that LeBron's done, but I'll agree with you. He ain't Michael. Nobody's Michael. I'll still have that argument with anybody that there's been great players, and LeBron's definitely one of those great players. But Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan. You don't do what he did and be second people's lists, or even third sometimes. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Tom on the text line. 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake was his favorite moment. I was a huge Joe Sakic fan. Team Canada scoring gold. I'll never forget it. 12 years old. No kidding. Remember that Bob Cole call? And Bob Cole loved Joe Sakic too. Sakic scores for Canada. I, of course, can't do it like that guy can or did. Jim in Saskatoon, top Canadian sports moment for me would have been the amazing resilience of Team Canada in the 1972 Summit Series and Paul Henderson's winning goal and performance in the last three games. It was unreal, even in today's standards. Top athlete, combining his ability in many sports and longevity, has to be the great Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe. 1-877-332-8255. That's the phone line and the text line. Favorite sports moment for Daryl. Canada, Russia, 72, and Carey Price. San Jose Shark, great, Carey Price. Canada, Russia, 72, and Carey Price, class guy, great player, and should have a ring. Wyatt in Saskatoon. I call him the great San Jose Shark, Carey Price, because he was a San Jose Shark last year. Do you know which teammate of Carey Price, which teammate of Carey Price had the most points in one single season? All the years that Carey played. Macklin Celebrini last year with the San Jose Sharks. 1-877-332-8255. Good to see that he is going into the hollow. That guy was a fantastic goalie. When he first came in, I was like, I don't know, but he obviously proved me very wrong. Chris from Norquay. First of all, shout out to everyone in Norquay that's dealing with the flood water. Yeah, we've got some pictures. It's brutal. Just brutal. So good call there. Greatest Canadian sports moment I've ever seen is certainly Sid's golden goal. Best of all time has to be the Summit Series win because of the geopolitical stuff involved. Greatest Canadian athlete, I like this one, of all time, no question, is Terry Fox for what he did and the legacy that he continues to be. I'm sure guys like Gretzky and Steve Nash will completely agree. Yeah, you would not be wrong on that. That's a great call as well. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Brent on the phone. Brent.
Hi there.
How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Greatest game ever seen is quite obvious for me. I was at the 89 Grey Cup, and that was still one of the greatest games I've ever seen. Greatest Canadian athlete, because I'm a huge Rough Rider fan, has to go to Ray Elgard, because George Reed is, I guess he's a Canadian now.
Yeah,
he was an American.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Ronnie was too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it about the 1989 game, well, Grey Cup? What was the big moment for you besides the?
Well, all the people, all the fans from other cities that gave me hugs, and one of the older ladies even gave me a kiss.
Wow!
But you know, it was a 2,000-mile trip to Toronto and 2,000 miles back on
then.
Board a bus, and we had the best time of our life.
How did you get there?
By bus.
By bus back in the old days, eh?
Yeah, you betcha. 37 hours there and 37 back.
Wow. No wonder you're a Ryder fan. And what, with Ray Elgard, what was it about Ray Elgard that just you loved?
I think a lot of people love to emulate Ray Elgard. He was a big, tough Canadian receiver, and he played his entire career with the green and white. Not many athletes today do that.
Yeah, nowadays it's kind of a gypsy business or nomadic business, isn't it?
Yes, it is true.
Okay, before I let you go, what are you thinking about this year's team?
I don't know. I was really disappointed that Tommy Neal wasn't offered a contract by Jeremy O'Day. That still is a bitter pill to swallow because he was the hero in the 89 or in the Great West Final last year. And I remember Glenn Suter saying everybody should be buying him a Tim Hortons coffee. Well, we never got a chance. This year, it remains to be seen. The injury bug has hit the team quite hard.
Yeah.
And they had a tough loss against Toronto, a game that they should have won.
Couldn't find any traction in that game, though, right? I mean, they couldn't get that momentum, like Corey Mace said.
No, they couldn't. And you know, when they jumped out to that big lead to give up a touchdown on the last play of the first half, bit them hard.
That exactly. That's a tough one. Brent, thanks for the call. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
1-877-332-8255. We're going to talk about the Riders, obviously. We're going to talk about the Riders every day because Britton Gray will be in and Daryl Davis will be in to join us as well. 1-877-332-8255. Darby. Love it when Darby sends in. 2002 Olympics. That Darby for her was the one to say, hey, there we are. Yeah, I look at, to me, 2010 was, and I've argued with people about this. I know, you know, the group of age that I'm in, I was in school when the 72 Summit Series, I was 10 years old. And we went across the street to everybody when the game was being played. I had a great teacher, Mrs. Andrews. Her nephew was Danny Arndt, who used to play for the Saskatoon Blades and played in the NHL. So she was able to wheel the TV into the classroom and we were able to watch the game. In grade 5. And then at noon, we went across the street to Little Gem Grocery on Lorne Avenue, not very far from here, because I went to Buena Vista. And Mr. Malone, great, great man. He was a huge hockey guy. And we had a bunch of kids in that little store, the Little Gem Grocer, TVs on. And when Paul Henderson scored, I remember everybody jumping up and down. I thought we were going to go through the floor. It was so great. But for me, the 2010 Olympics, the overtime, Roberto Luongo making a great save off of Joe Pavelski in overtime, and then puck goes into the corner in the U.S. zone. Jerome McGinley, Sidney Crosby there. Sid scapes off the boards. Jerome does a great job, and you hear that iconic, Iggy! It's so great. When you watch that, you can hear that scream. And Jerome McGinley said after, well, when Sidney Crosby screams for the puck, you better give it to him. Gets it, sneaks it through the five hole of Ryan Miller. And that, to me, that was the game because it was the new rival for Canada. That was the big thing, the U.S. beating them. And I knew so many guys on, you know, I know Mike Babcock and he wins, and Joe Thornton and Patty Marlowe and Danny Boyle and Danny Heatley played for the Sharks at the time, and they won. Happy for them. Sad for Joe Pavelski, and Ronnie Wilson, who coached the U.S. To me, that was the big game. But my favorite Canadian moment in sports is Donovan Bailey. That's why my son, born in 1996, is named Donovan. Donovan Bailey winning the 100 meter at the Olympics in Atlanta, and then anchoring the men's 4x100 relay. And Don Whitman, the late great Don Whitman, who I got to work with at Hockey Night in Canada, with the greatest, I think, call of all time in any sport. When the men won it, and he said, if I remember 100% correctly, is if you're Canadian, you gotta love Saturday nights in Georgia. That was a great, great call. So that's my favorite moments. What are yours? 1-877-332-8255 on the text line and on the phone. I'd love to talk to you about it because we got to get more background than just what it is and why it's so special to you. On the Green Zone, 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. Welcome back to the program. Excuse me. We're talking about the greatest Canadian sports moment of all time. It's what you think it is. There's no wrong answer. What you personally hold is the greatest Canadian sports moment of all time since tomorrow's Canada's Day. Then we thought, what the heck? Get a little nationalism going, especially the way with the soccer team is moving on and surprising everybody. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about is who is the greatest Canadian athlete of all time in your head? 1-877-332-8255. David, who's on Blackstrap Lake right now. My favorite Canadian sports moment is Joe Carter's walk-off home run in Game 6 of the 1993 World Series in Toronto. I got to do a dinner, the World Women's Sports Celebrity Dinner. Did that with Joe Carter, was one of the guests. It was so great. He was such a nice man. So much fun. PK Subban was there. I think Prongs was there too, if I remember correctly. Chris Pronger. It's a great moment. That celebration was something else too. And the 89 Grey Cup is a close second. Every time you thought the game was over, then the other team kept coming back. Favorite Canadian athlete, hard to top, Terry Fox. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Peter in Saskatoon. Peter, how you doing?
Not too bad today, dude.
Good, good. So what do you got for me?
I got the great moment would be Paul Henderson's goal against Russians.
Henderson scores for Canada?
Yeah, I'd say that's the best moment for Canada.
Where were you?
Where was I? Oh, boy. I have to go back a long way here. I think I was watching it at a family gathering, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember when that whole thing started and we thought, oh, well, whatever. And then it turned into what it turned into?
Yeah, national unity, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you, my man. Let's go to Ken in Saskatoon. Ken, what do you got, bud?
It's got Canada, Russia. It's not just a series or Henderson scoring the three winning goals, three games in a row there. It's how negative everybody was after Vancouver. It's people today don't understand the ideology and the idea that it was their way of life against our way of life. It really did feel that way. It was a proxy war. And it was some of the most vicious hockey I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm glad Bobby Clark was on our team.
Kharlamov, was it?
You know, yeah, it was just the amount of heart that was out there. You know, it's just one of those things that, and it's the right age, too, as far as I was concerned, right? I'm a young teenager at the time,
yeah.
Really into sports like anything. And there's just nothing, nobody afterwards can understand. Canada, the United States. Oh, it's like big brother and little brother getting into a fight. Big deal.
Appreciate it, Ken. Thanks very much. And there was a lot of political undertones in that. I tell you what, the best conversations you could ever have if you ever get the chance is Phil Esposito telling you about that series. Absolutely hilarious and so much fun to listen to. Let's go to the one-minute drill.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders were on the field today and some positive news on the injury front. Sam Emlis and Keane Schaefer-Baker were out and running routes after suffering injuries in the last game. However, they didn't take all of the reps with the starters, so their status remains up in the air. The Riders take on the Ottawa Redblacks on Friday. The knockout rounds continue at the FIFA World Cup. Norway emerged with a win over the Ivory Coast after an Erling Haaland goal in the 86th minute. Later today, France meets Sweden, and Mexico takes on Ecuador. The Toronto Blue Jays finally have a win. Toronto snapped a 6-game losing streak last night with a 2-1 victory over the New York Mets to open their 3-game series at Rogers Centre. Toronto's Kevin Gausman faces New York's Nolan McLean in a battle of right-handers. And in WCBL action tonight, the Weyburn Beavers will take on the Energy City Cactus Rats, the Saskatoon Berries host the Brooks Bombers, and the Moose Jaw Miller Express take on the Medicine Hat Mavericks. That's your Green Zone Sports. I'm Britton Gray.
I love that name. Energy City Cactus Rats. We'll be back talking about the NBA. Tom Tolbert from the Golden State Warriors and the Bay Area former NBA player joins us because there's a lot going on as their free agency kicked in today on the Green Zone, 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.